Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just got an ad for spicy chicken nuggets from KFC over my National Day site. It is National Montana Day. It is also School Lunch Hero Day, which apparently is the first Friday in May every year. It's National Textiles Day. It is National San Architect Day. There are so many, you guys. I'm not going to make you guys listen to every single one of these. Although I don't, as per usual, I don't have a lot of content. So, but a couple of interesting ones here. It is National Paranormal Day. You know, I hear they're rebooting or something the X-Files. And I'm interested in seeing what that is. Because my love of X-Files was more around Dana Scully and Fox Mulder, which were the Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny. They were kind of my... So, you know, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see if I will like it with new characters. Now, Gillian Anderson has said if the... First of all, they're not bringing back Scully and Mulder full-time. They already tried that a few years ago, and I think it didn't do as well, so they canceled it. But she has said that she would be willing to like do a guest appearance if the script was good enough, if the story was good enough, et cetera, et cetera. So there may be, you know, a Dana Scully and Mulder popping in every now and again in this new one, but I think it's going to be new people. It's National Two Different Colored Shoes Day, and I've got to get some food ones in here because we all know that's my favorite. It is National Raspberry Popover Day. When Mark and I were in... I'm trying to think. I think it was when we went to Maine last year. there was some lodge or resort or something like that that was in Acadia National Park that I think they were famous for their popovers. Let me see. Popovers, Acadia. Yeah, right. It's called Jordan Pond House Restaurant, and we ate there. They had an outdoor area and an indoor area. So I think what happened was the indoor area was full or had too long of a wait or something like that. Because I don't normally like to eat outside. I'm just not an outside eater because, like I've said before, bugs, if it's sunny, it's hot, and you're getting a sunburn and like all of this kind of stuff. If it's windy, it's windy. You know, I'm not really a big fan of that. If it's rainy, then you're getting wet. You know, I just, bugs, there's all kinds of reasons why I just do not want to eat outside. But for whatever reason, we chose outside. And I can't remember whether it was like, it was very busy and that's all we could get. Or if we made that choice, because there was a nice view. There was a lake there. And, you know, I think some mountains or something. I don't know. Whatever's in Acadia. I don't remember. I've slept since then. But the popovers were good. A popover is kind of bland. And you really put stuff on it or in it. You, like, will spread jam or cream, clotted cream or whatever. And it's kind of like a Yorkshire pudding, if you know what that is, from Great Britain. A little bit different. It's not exact. I wouldn't say it's identical to a Yorkshire pudding, but it is very similar. And anyway, there you go. So they were good. We had a good time. I think I got a charcuterie tray because they didn't have very many. I think when we were there, the main thing we wanted to have was popovers. But I believe we had planned it on being like a late lunch sort of situation. But when we got there, the reservation that we were able to get, because it's a very popular place in Acadia National Park, they had just stopped serving lunch. And I was kind of pissed about that because I wanted something more substantial. But I think I got the charcuterie tray, which would have Daniel would have loved it because he loves a charcuterie tray. I will eat one if there's nothing else available, but it's not my first choice. But the popovers were good. We enjoyed them. It is also, last but not least, it is also National Chocolate Custard Day, which I think I talked about the other day that, you know, pudding in the U.S. is very, it's basically custard. So you could almost say it's National Chocolate Pudding Day. So there you go. That's it. So let's see what's been happening. I've been getting my 10,000 steps every day. Today was a little bit of a struggle because it was raining earlier. And what I tend to do, especially when I'm working from home, is about four loops around my neighborhood equals 10,000 steps. And so normally I just walk the sidewalk around my neighborhood, but I'll do it in between meetings. So like I'll have a 30-minute gap in between meetings. And so to clear my head, I figure, look, I'm a knowledge worker. I'm a product manager. I feel like even when I'm walking, even if I'm not at my desk with fingers on keyboard, I'm still thinking about work, especially during the middle of the workday, because I'm probably, you know, boiling about something somebody said in the meeting before or something. So generally in between meetings, I'll do one or two loops. Each loop takes about 17, 18 minutes. So if I only have like a 30-minute gap, I can only do one, but I need to get four of those in during the day. But it was raining today off and on, so I had a little bit of trouble. So during lunch, I was just doing laps around my living room after I ate because I was trying to get some more steps. But when I was able to walk this morning, this neighbor, this older guy, probably retired, he was putting out a garage sale sign. And he said, "You walk a lot, don't you?" Because I've been walking a lot more. As you guys know, the past like month, my goal has, because I've been adding these goals, right? Water, Peloton, counting calories, and you know, I've gone back to moisturizing my face in the morning and at night. Moisturizing my feet because I have those crusty heels, and I need to get one of those pet eggs or whatever so I can grate my heels. But the lotion I'm using on my feet is helping. For sure it's helping, but I have a couple of spots that are kind of stubborn, and they're not completely healing up. They're still kind of dry. So I feel like if I were to use like a piece of sandpaper or a pet egg or something, I could get rid of some of that and start over with some fresh skin there. But anyway, you know, I've been adding all of these things. And so I added walking 10,000 steps recently as another kind of form of exercise to get every day. And he was like, "Oh, you're walking a lot." I said, "Oh yeah, I've added a goal to get 10,000 steps a day." And he's like, "Oh, good luck with that." You know, anyway, I was walking. He was setting up, apparently they were aware that it was going to rain because they set up all of their garage sale tables in their actual garage. So they didn't set it out. A lot of times garage sales, people will set out on their driveway or in their yard, but they had actually set up tables in their garage. And there were people there. I'm not a big garage sale person. Mark called me money bags, as he always does, because I texted him and I said, "Oh, one of our neighbors set up a garage sale, but I have no use for people's used items." And he said, "Oh, of course you don't, money bags." But really, here's the thing about garage sales. Even Daniel, who goes to Habitat for Humanity, whatever their store is, or if you go to Goodwill or whatever, you can treat that like a store. And a lot of times there are items that they will have. So if you need something, you can go there and, you know, shop as if you were, you know, at a store. But garage sales are the most random crap that people find in their house and they want to get rid of. So it's not like I need a whatever and I'm going to just find that at a garage sale. You might, but you may have to go to 50 garage sales to find the thing that you need. Also, I'm not a big fan of used items. Look, maybe I am a money bag, but I'm not a huge fan of used items. I like new items. Other than cars, I will not buy a new car. Because as soon as you drive the car off the lot, you're losing so much money. And I'm, you know, I need a car to get from A to B. I'm not, I don't need a brand new car. But garage sales, and the other thing is, a lot of people go to garage sales and they buy stuff, they buy crap that they don't need. I mean, if you think about it, people who are getting rid of things in garage sales, it's crap that they did not need. Little tchotchkes or, you know, whatever. Kitchen gadgets that, you know, that they ended up being a single-use kitchen gadget or single tasker, and they never used it, so they're getting rid of it. I don't want to go to a garage sale and then come home because I'll go, oh, that's nice, that's cute, and I'll buy five or six things. So I said, really, Boyfie, I'm saving money by not going to a garage sale. I don't know. Anyway, so I did get in my steps. I'm done with that. I have put steaks in the sous vide. We are having steak for dinner. And I mean, I will sear them afterward. It's not like they're going to be gray boiled steak. They will be seared and I'll baste them with butter and garlic and all that good stuff. But I, to get the temperature right, I do them in the sous vide first. So I've done that. And yeah, that's about it. Nothing much else is happening. We're still watching For All Mankind and enjoying it. And that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.